Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth, and my co-host today is David Linden. Dave,
Good morning.
That was interesting. I think you and I both wear hearing aids.
Yes.
So we're very familiar with these issues.
And our new host didn't know that I'm wearing them, and he's sitting right next to me.
You can't tell. Well, people can't tell
well,
me
you have
because
long hair.
I have long hair. But I think that makes it a little bit more difficult for men.
I'm not right about it.
Yeah, no, I know you're not, but there always is my dad. Our next guest, David, is Thomas Cerna, and he is founder of a website called Youth Hire, youthhire.com. And we heard about it and thought it's a fantastic idea. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about Youth Hire.
Well, basically, it's an online marketplace for local homeowners to post odd jobs for local area young adults age 16 to 26. And so, you know, anything could be considered an odd job. And homeowners can post jobs such as raking leaves, mowing lawns, putting away porch furniture, cleaning garages. So it's a whole spectrum of jobs that can be put on the site.
From the most easy basic jobs to more complicated.
Well,
I recently, let me ask you this, just to get an idea of the scope of what you do. I recently had a nightmare trying to find somebody who could dismantle my wooden shed that has been up since we bought the house, and it was an eyesore and a mess. And I just couldn't find the right person to come in and clean it out and take it apart and cart it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that the kind of job that your kids will do?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, they're mostly what you would consider a low-skill type job that doesn't require any special, you know, like license or something like that. Mm-hmm. So something to take apart, you know, what you just described, that would just be kind of, you know, labor-intensive kind of a job that you can get a couple of kids that could take it apart,
yeah,
and then could, you know, cart it away. And, you know, it's something that you might not, you know, seek a professional to do that sort of a job.
Right.
So that's the kind of jobs that we hope will go on the website, that it's filling a need that you wouldn't need a professional per se.
And probably wouldn't be able to get a professional to do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to call a carpenter who'll say, well, here, my day rate is.
Right, exactly. That's the other point.
I finally had it done. It cost me a fortune, but
yes.
More about that later.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll just tell you how I came up with the idea.
I was going to ask that. Go ahead.
It happened, you know, I guess, 2 summers ago when my wife and I were going away for a week. And normally we would use somebody on our block to water our plants.
Yeah.
And she wasn't going to be available. So now we had a dilemma. And you'd think it would be a minor problem, but it actually turned into an issue. And that's when I came up with the idea. If it would be great if there was a website where you could just post your job and a local area kid could apply for that job. So that was how the idea came about.
So where did you start? I mean, you're not international, right?
No, not yet.
Where is this happening? Where is this available?
Yeah, your coverage area.
Right. Well, you know, since it's a website, you want to launch it in a small area as opposed to a large area, because if there's any issues that need to be, you know, fine-tuned.
Right.
So we just launched in this area, you know, Bay Ridge, Glen Cove, Glen Head, Glenwood, Sea Cliff, mm-hmm. Brookville. So we're testing it out in the area. You know, we've had some really good positive response to the site. People have signed up, registered. And now we're also looking to branch out into the Sayville area.
Mm-hmm.
So it was launched in January, this past January. So it's been roughly up and running for about 10 months. And it's just been a matter of, you know, through grassroots, local signs, advertisements, some articles that have been written on the site. And so we're developing a base. and
a jobs. Base of kids as well as customers?
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you recruit the kids, the young people?
It's just word of mouth for the most part.
And do you go into the schools?
Well, no. The schools, we're a for-profit operation. Okay. So the schools
don't let you come in.
Correct. But, you know, I mean, there's ways to, you know, spread the word through, you know, Facebook, social media, word of mouth. So I have roughly over, I'd say, 120 kids that have signed up.
Hmm.
And we have over 100 homeowners that have signed up.
You said the... I can understand that the kids are signing up, they want to be, but the homeowners sign up, or does a homeowner just know of the site and go on it when he or she has a specific job? I don't understand the signing up process.
Well, it wouldn't be for a specific job, or it might. You know, people have been signing up maybe for something in the future that they want to post a job. Registration is free, there's no subscription fee. So, you know, we have just through, as I said, you know, social media, Facebook has been a big help, community groups, and just word of mouth. We've been getting some really good positive testimonials that have been put to the site, people that have used the site for jobs that have worked out really well.
So if you have a kid who's particularly good at demolishing sheds, for instance,
mm-hmm.
You're then able to reach out to your customer base, you know, people who have, I don't know whether you develop this in the profile, that they're living in a house that, you know, 90 years old and the things have been done, and you can approach them and say, hey, you didn't ask for it, but we have somebody who has a skill that you could use. It's the reverse of the young adult looking for a particular kind of work. Does that work for you also?
You're speaking in terms of the young adult himself, correct?
Well, no.
I think he's talking about marketing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it actually does. It could be a platform for the young adult to promote themselves. And what happens is, as they're doing more and more jobs, they're reviewed or rated by the homeowner. So that would go to their profile page. So you'll see a work history of what that kid has done, which gives another comfort level to the homeowner, you know, that's posting the job. So mm-hmm. you'll see a kid who has, you know, experience mowing lawns, and he's done maybe 10 or 15, you know, mowing lawn jobs. So that could be somebody that you'd say, okay, I want him to mow my lawn. Or, you know, you could be somebody who could be a power, you know, you could do power washing jobs. So you could actually invest in a power washer, and then you could promote yourself as somebody that could, you know, power wash your deck or that sort of thing.
The homeowner approaches you.
Me, and say, personally?
Not you personally, the website, and say, I have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort through your available talent and refer.
No. It doesn't work that way. I'm not the equivalent of an agency. I would be, it's a platform. I'm bringing together the two parties. So you are the person seeking jobs, you're the young adult,
mm-hmm.
and you're the homeowner that has odd jobs that need to be done around your house. So through my website,
they
you can post that job, and then they find each other.
I see.
So you have to be registered as a job seeker. And as I said earlier, part of that process is creating a profile page. And you know, you have references on there, and you'll see job, you know, prior work history. There's a picture of yourself. If you're a North Shore High School student, for instance, you know, you state that you're a high school student, and you know, prior work history, and then you can also list, you know, particular skills that you might have that might come under what you would call odd jobs. And we have about, I don't know, 50 or 60 jobs that you could choose from that would be considered, you know, standard type of odd jobs, but it could really be any type of job, you know, that it's limited by whatever your needs are.
Tom, we at Project Independence have a program called Help at Home, and it's a partnership with the Rehabilitation Institute in Westbury, where they train people with developmental disabilities for mm-hmm. jobs in the community. And we match our seniors who have needs, such as we were talking earlier, David used them to change a light bulb and change a battery in a smoke detector in the ceiling. He uh-huh. was unable to do. But the student never goes into the home alone. The student always goes with a supervisor from the Rehabilitation Institute. And this service, of course, through Project Independence, is free. And the thing is that we wouldn't send someone to do a regular lawn mowing once a week. This is more like a one-time deal. So I think maybe your service would fill the gap if someone who wanted the lawn mowed once a week or had some other regular service that they wanted. Mm-hmm. House cleaning, for instance, do your folks do that?
House cleaning?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there'd be house cleaning that might be considered a professional type of service. Again, it would really depend on, you know, the extent or the level of house.
That's something that we
cleaning.
Get a lot of requests for.
Sure.
For help with housekeeping.
You know, I think a lot of people today just kind of knee-jerk to do just everyday ordinary tasks, you know, through maybe a professional contractor that could be done by, you know, a local area young adult.
The point I was making about our program is that supervisor always goes with the with the student. So security is an issue, especially when you're going into the home of a frail elderly person. Do you think that your profile and the information that you request to be included in the profile is a good enough substitute for that?
Well, when I was it's a great question because when I was creating the site, that was a concern that I had.
I would imagine,
right on the homeowner side. What we've really strived to do with the site is to maintain the community so that when you post a job and you receive an application, that's going to be somebody from within the community. So we live in the era today, you know, social media and Facebook, and there's a lot of ways to connect. So as, you know, I said, we've launched in this immediate area. So we have kids signed up that are from North Shore High School, Glen Cove High School. So if you're a homeowner in the area, you know, you'll be able to see that person, you know, is a student, let's say, or even at the LIU, which, we're really trying to attract college students as well.
Okay. We're talking with Thomas Cerna, who is founder of youthhire.com, which is a website that connects people who need jobs done with young people who are willing to do the jobs. And it's a wonderful, interesting idea. We're going to learn more about it when we come back. Please stay tuned.